Good afternoon. I'll go ahead and call the meeting to order for the zoning administrator meeting of January 18th. Good afternoon. I'm Laurie Alonso. I am the zoning administrator for today. And just wanted to remind everyone that there's a staff reports are in the back of the room if you didn't need it or to the right of me. Sorry. Thank you, Mr. Kenny. And those who are addressing the zoning administrator are requested to give their full name and address for the record. And written materials, I don't believe we received any in the last 24 hours, but they would have been required to ensure consideration by us today. So, except as otherwise provided by law, no action shall be taken on any items not appearing on the following agenda. And since we only have one item, we'll stay in sequence for today. So, wanted to just mention that we have approved the minutes from the meeting of 12/20, December 21st, 2017. And again, Happy New Year to all of those who I haven't seen in this new year. So that will bring us to our first discussion item. Item number one, public hearing for PA 170037, a request for a coastal development permit and use permit and variance for a residence at 66 Emerald Bay. I believe we have Mr. Kevin Canning to present.
Thank you. There are several components to it, and I will go over them as we get into the project details. Subject property is located essentially on beachfront in the Emerald Bay community. It fronts upon one of the private streets, and on the other side of the street is the Sandy Beach area of Emerald Bay. There is an existing 1,800 square foot residence there with a small 280 square foot garage constructed in 1948. County records show that in 1961 a variance was approved that reduced the front setback from 8.5 feet to 7 feet, and the side yard from 5 feet to 3.5 feet. The existing structure would be torn down and replaced with a four-level, 4,375 square foot single-family residence with an attached 790 square foot garage that proposes four parking spaces in a tandem configuration, 2x2. The bottom level will be completely subterranean, will include mechanical and storage area. The ground floor level, if you will be the garage and some ground floor bedrooms. There will also be an enclosed in terms of a fence, not roofed, spa area in front of the residence due to the constraints of the topography at the rear. Second level of the residence will essentially be the entry. Stairs will come up from the street level to the front door at that level. On that level will be the master bedroom and some common area, living dining area. Third level, the third level above grade, will have some additional bedrooms and a family room. Approximately 880 cubic yards of cut and 80 cubic yards of fill will be proposed with the project. The existing building site is just over 4,000 square feet, so it's about 55-56% of the standard for an R1 residence. The existing residence is at less than current standards, although approved by a variance for both front and side. It qualifies as a shallow lot, which reduces the setbacks. The average depth of the lot is 59 feet. 15% of that is 8.85 feet, or 8 feet 10 inches, which would be the front and rear setbacks. Side setbacks would remain at 5 feet. Of the discretionary permits components, the coastal development permit is required for the demolition of the existing residence and the construction of the new residence, including the associated grading. The proposed project meets all the criteria of the Emerald Bay Local Coastal Program, including its approval by the Emerald Bay Community Association at its meeting of June 6, 2017. The project would have a front yard and a rear yard variance. The front yard, rather than the 8 foot 10 inch requirement, would be a minimum setback of 8 feet at one corner of the residence that is square to the beach, but kind of an angle due to the frontage in the street. The rear setback, rather than 8 foot 10 inches, would be 5 foot 4 inches. And again, this is very steep sloping topography at the rear of the lot to get to fit in. It is a very shallow lot. Staff finds that the special circumstances to grant the variance do exist, that it will not be a special circumstance nor a special privilege. In the substandard area of the lot, its location in a coastal community with very strict architectural standards, the sloping topography of the property, and its beachfront location, given that side yards, front yard setbacks are generally to control massing. However, one whole frontage of this property is the open beach, and to the back is just a hillside leading up to other developments within Emerald Bay. Regarding the use permits, they are for two overheight walls, one within the front yard setback. I mentioned previously that there'll be a spa in the front yard setback. Spas are required to have a 5-foot safety fence. The 5-foot safety fence to enclose the spa will encroach into the front yard setback, where a 3.5-foot maximum fence height is normally required. There's about a 70-foot length of this safety fence would be encroaching into the front yard setback. The other component in the front yard is a 10-foot tall architectural wall that is basically just a wall extending perpendicular out from the structure itself and forms one side of the spa area, and also one side of the front steps that go up to the entry at the second level. About a 3.5-foot section of this wall, 10-foot wall, extends into the front yard setback. Those components were approved by the Emerald Bay Community Association. There really is only one neighbor in the area. They do not obstruct traffic safety vision, and they are also, these type of encroachments are typical within Emerald Bay, so they are compatible with other encroachments within the community. Also, overheight walls in the side and rear yard setbacks due to retaining wall situations. Retaining walls, generally a maximum height fence in these areas would be 6 feet. Due to retaining walls, it will be from 6 feet to a maximum height of 15 feet, 6 inches in both the side and the rear yard area. But this is an encroachment. This visibility is only on the property itself. From off-site, you will see a maximum 6-foot wall. Final components regarding use permits for a reduced driveway length and the grade slope of the driveway. Code requires a 18-foot driveway depth in order to for single-family homes in order to accommodate the potential for a parking space. In instances where there is less than a 17-foot setback from a roll-up garage door to a curb line, the code provides that one additional parking space must be provided within 200 feet. The project has two extra parking spaces due to the tandem parking. But there is also on-street parking permitted in the area, and the code allows that to be counted in order to allow a shortened front driveway. The proposed driveway also proposes a gradient of negative 7% from the street down into the garage, where the code would allow a maximum negative 6%. This is very minor exceptions, and many exceptions of this degree or much more have been granted in the Emerald Bay community due to the substandard lot size and the continual need to do subterranean garage parking spaces. The exceptions requested here is minimal and is not opposed by traffic engineering. They never support, they only not oppose. Referral and comment, it was circulated within the county divisions and OCFA. Any comments that came back have been addressed through conditions of approval and standard conditions of approval. And as I mentioned before, Emerald Bay Community approved it in June of last year. For CEQA compliance, there are actually three different categories of categorical exemption, three different classes of categorical exemptions that are listed within the staff report: Class 1, Class 2, and Class 3. There are exceptions to using Class 2 and Class 3 categorical exemptions, but none of those exceptions apply for this project. With that, staff supports the approval of the coastal development permit variance and use permit. subject to the conditions of approval and findings attached to the staff report, and I'm available to answer any further questions.
Well, thank you, Mr. Cannon. I do not have any questions from you at this time. I would like to go ahead and open the public hearing. I understand that the applicant representative is here today, so if you would like to please state your name and address for the record, and would like to hear from you.
Yes, Madam Zoning Administrator, my name is Paul Shaver.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon. For CAA Planning, our address is 30,900 Rancho Viejo Road, Suite 285, San Juan Capistrano. And we have reviewed the staff report, the findings, and the conditions of approval, and we find them acceptable. If you have any questions at all, the architect is here to answer any questions you might have, or I.
I do not have any questions. I just do have a couple of statements that I just wanted to mention for the record. It was nice to see a design that it was kind of less than the previous variance. I mean, it seems like you guys really went through a process to ensure that it wouldn't have an impact on the community. And I know, you know, a lot of times people feel that maybe a variance in Emerald Bay is just a slam dunk, but we really do look at the information. We do take it into consideration, and I appreciate staff going through and getting the traffic not opposed to the project approval in a sense and review. So I just, it does, you know, just because I've been applying for so long, it's like we never take a variance for granted. So it is helpful to see the design being built into those non-special considerations and circumstances. So I do want to state that for the record, and a compliment to your team for presenting a plan that we could consider. I see no other members of the public. I'm going to go ahead and close the public hearing. And again, I just I do also want to compliment the planning team. I was approached. I did get information from them well ahead of the hearing and on time. Hats off to that planning team. I'm really proud of you guys. And I'm also I love the way that you guys would reach out and see if there's any questions to deal with in advance. And again, the staff report was very thorough and answered a lot of my questions. And again, going back to how the design, while being a variance request, it appears to that it went through a lot of processes to ensure that it didn't require any special circumstances or it was compatible with the neighborhood. So I think with that, you all can probably take a guess on my wager on what I'm going to rule on this project. So basically, with the authority, I will go ahead and receive the staff report, find that the project is categorically exempt with the exceptions as listed and stated in the staff report, and approve planning application PA 170037 for the coastal development permit, use permits, and variances subject to the attached findings and conditions. Approval. So that item is approved. So again, moving on to the next part of the agenda, any additional public comments? Again, not really seeing anyone in the audience. We will go ahead and unless staff has anything else that they would like to add. All right, so we will adjourn this meeting. Another record breaker. The next regular zoning administrator meeting is scheduled for February 1st. You all have a wonderful, happy 2018.
Thank you.